Usually when we talk about the internet economy, we're always obsessing over the platforms. We talk about the algorithm, distribution, how to go viral on TikTok or whatever, but we rarely talk about the plumbing.
The plumbing.
Okay.
That's not the most glamorous opening we've ever had.
No, stick with me here. I mean, the actual mechanics of filling those platforms, I was reading this report from the Auto Content API team.
Let's just call me CA. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, ACA. Good call. So they have this concept called content saturation. And it sounds like another buzzword, but when you really look at it, it's kind of terrifying for businesses.
It is. And it's the perfect place to start because it frames the entire problem we're looking at today. The whole idea is simple, really.
Yeah.
We've entered a phase where distribution is basically solved.
What do you mean solved?
Well, think about it. Google, Spotify, YouTube, even your company's internal learning management system, they all offer effectively infinite shelf space.
There's no limit to how much you can upload.
Exactly. The shelf is infinite.
Right.
But the problem is filling it.
Right.
Businesses are just completely bottlenecked by production capacity. It's a linear, very labor-intensive process. You want a podcast. You need a studio, an editor, a host.
You want a video, you need a camera crew, lighting, post-production. It's a whole thing.
A whole thing. So you have this infinite shelf, but you're stocking it by hand, one item at a time. You just can't keep up.
Which brings us to the mission for this deep dive. We're looking at what happens when you try to automate that stocking process, but specifically for corporate training.
Right.
We're looking at a crossover between two very different players, SC Training and Auto Content API.
It's a fascinating pairing. On one side, you have SC Training. You might remember them as EAP.
Ah, right.
Think of them as the front end. They are a mobile-first learning management system, an LMS.
And for anyone who isn't in learning and development, an LMS is just the software companies use to assign and track training courses. But SC Training isn't that old school, clunky desktop software from the 90s,
Yeah.
right?
Oh, not at all. Their whole philosophy is microlearning. They serve the frontline teams.
The people on their feet, retail, construction.
Hospitality, yeah. People who are on their feet, not at a desk. They need to learn in like 5-minute bursts on their phones.
Okay, so that's the storefront. And then on the back end, we have the industrial engine, as you put it, Auto Content API.
Correct. ACA isn't just a tool, it's infrastructure. It transforms raw data URLs, PDFs, just plain text, into multimedia assets. We're talking podcasts, videos, quizzes, all done automatically.
So the big question we're trying to answer today is, can you actually replace a creative team with an API? Because let's be honest, corporate training usually has a production bottleneck the size of the Suez Canal.
That's the goal, to move from manual craft to scalable infrastructure. And, spoiler alert, the math, the unit economics, it's actually pretty disruptive.
Well, let's get into it. But I want to start with the user. Microlearning is a great buzzword, but what does it actually mean for the person doing the job?
It's all about the deskless worker. If you're working in a mine or on a retail floor or in a hospital, you do not have time to sit through a 1-hour lecture. You just don't.
Right.
SC Training's data shows the average time to complete one of their micro lessons is about 5 minutes.
They call it rapid refresh, I think.
This is one of their key features, yeah, keeping things quick and constantly reinforced. But here's the problem. This is where that content saturation issue really hits hard.
Okay.
SC Training has a great creator tool, even an AI course builder, for text and basic slides. But to make that training truly memorable, which is their big goal, you need multimedia, you need video, you need audio.
Because nobody remembers a wall of text they read on an old iPhone while standing in a break room.
Exactly. But producing that multimedia is just prohibitively expensive. Let's look at the numbers from the ACA report. Outsourcing a single podcast episode, you're looking at anywhere from $100 on the low end to $15,000 for high quality.
$15,000. Wow.
In professional video, that can range from $3,000 to $10,000 per project.
Ouch. So, if I'm a learning and development manager using SC Training and I want to give my team a daily update video, I literally can't afford to do it, not manually.
You are forced to choose. You can have high volume, lots of text updates, or you can have high quality, one great video a quarter. You usually can't have both.
Right.
And this creates what the report calls the notebook LM gap.
I saw that term. Break that down for me. Notebook LM is that new Google tool, right?
It is, and it's fantastic. It creates these audio overviews where two AI hosts discuss a document you've uploaded. It went viral a while back.
Yeah, I saw it.
But here's the catch. It's a consumer tool.
Yeah.
You have to manually upload files one by one. You wait for it to generate. You download it. There's no API. You can't automate it at scale.
So it's a cool toy, but you can't run a global enterprise on it. You can't just plug it into your server room.
Precisely. Yes. SE Training needs an enterprise solution. And this is where AutoContent API positions itself. It acts as a headless content production system.
Headless always sounds a bit spooky to me. In tech, that just means no user interface, doesn't it?
Basically. In this context, it means it doesn't need a human staring at a screen to work. It connects directly to your data sources, your PDF manuals, your compliance docs, and it churns out the assets automatically. It decouples the idea from the production.
So instead of a human thinking, I need to make a video about safety and then spending 3 days on it, the system just sees a new safety PDF and poof, a video is created.
That's the shift from manual creation to automated transformation. And that is exactly what SE Training needs to fill its library.
Okay, let's talk about the output, specifically audio. I feel like audio is often the neglected stepchild in corporate training. Everyone wants video. So why is audio such a big deal for SE Training's demographic?
Think about the aha moment here. Frontline workers are physically active. They're driving trucks, stocking shelves, operating machinery.
Right.
Reading text on a phone screen isn't just boring. Sometimes it's dangerous or just plain impossible.
You can't read a PDF while driving a forklift. Well, you shouldn't.
Please don't. But you can listen. And this is where ACA can completely transform SE Training's library. Imagine taking a standard operating procedure, an SOP on OSHA safety compliance, and using the ATI to turn it into a two-host dialogue podcast.
A podcast about OSHA regulations? That sounds incredibly dry. Why would anyone listen to that?
It would be dry if it were a monologue. But the expert analysis shows that dialogue formats increase retention. A lot. It mimics a radio show. It can actually make compliance training bingeable.
Bingeable compliance training? That is a phrase I never thought I would say out loud. But I get the logic. It's the difference between reading a textbook and listening to two people discuss it.
Exactly. And think about the application. A worker is commuting to the job site. Instead of dreading that 20-page PDF they have to read, they listen to a safety update podcast generated by ACA in their car. By the time they arrive, they've already absorbed the information.
It utilizes that dead time.
Perfectly.
That makes a ton of sense. But what about authenticity? I noticed something in the report called voice cloning. It solves what they call the CEO paradox.
This is fascinating, and it really gets into the psychology of leadership. Everyone wants to hear from the leader. It builds culture. Trust.
Sure, you feel more connected when you hear the CEO's actual voice.
But the CEO has zero time to record weekly updates for the LMS.
They're busy being the CEO.
Exactly. So ACA has this voice cloning endpoint. The CEO records 5 minutes of their audio once, just once. Then every weekly update or onboarding welcome course inside SC Training is narrated by the CEO's cloned voice.
So the CEO just sends an email or a memo, and the system turns it into a heartfelt audio message from them.
Yes, it solves the paradox. The users get that connection they crave, and the leader doesn't lose any time.
But does it sound real? We've all heard those robotic GPS voices from 10 years ago. Turn left now.
The tech has moved miles beyond that. The reviews for the API say these voices are natural, steady, and believable. It captures the cadence, the little pauses. It's getting very, very hard to tell the difference.
That's a game changer for internal comms. Okay, let's pivot to the visual side. SC Training is big on memorable training, and the internet is just becoming a video first place.
It is.
If I'm scrolling TikTok on my lunch break, I'm probably not going to want to go back to a text-heavy training module.
You're absolutely right. By 2025, video is projected to be something like 82% of all internet traffic. If your training is just text, you're fighting a losing battle for attention.
But again, we come back to cost. Video is the most expensive format to produce.
Enter the Explainer video engine. ACA can crawl your documentation or text and generate 60 to 90 second Explainer videos. They can be horizontal for desktop or vertical shorts for mobile.
Which fits perfectly into SC Training's 5 minutes a day model. A 60-second video is perfect, but how does it make the video? Is it just a bunch of stock footage?
It's a combination. Stock assets, kinetic typography, moving text, and AI avatars. And the avatars are crucial here. SC Training serves this really diverse client base. Mining, retail, aged care, luxury goods. A luxury goods brand needs a very different vibe than a mining company.
Right. You don't want a guy in a tuxedo explaining mine safety. That would be weird.
Exactly. So ACA offers diverse avatars. A professional woman, a casual speaker, you can customize them. You match the avatar to the industry. The mining safety video looks like it's from a site foreman, and the luxury retail training looks like it's from a fashion director.
Okay, but let's talk about the money. I looked at the math in the report, and it's kind of wild.
It's not just wild. It's an arbitrage opportunity. A manually produced short video costs anywhere from $50 to $300, and that's on the cheap end.
Yeah.
ACA does it for roughly 400 credits.
Which translates to what, in real money?
About €4 on their business plan.
€4 versus maybe $300. That's not a discount. That's a disruption.
It allows L&D teams to just flood their SE training courses with video content at, what, 1% of the cost? You can have a video for every single concept, not just the big ones.
This makes me think about scale and global reach. SE training says it's global, that it can translate into over 100 languages, but that's usually just text. How does the API handle that for multimedia?
This is where the synergy is maybe the strongest, and honestly, where the tech feels the most like magic. ACA supports over 50 languages for audio and video generation.
Wait, audio and video, so not just subtitles.
No, subtitles are passive. This is active localization. So here's the workflow. A US-based company creates a safety course in SE training in English. The API automatically transcribes, translates, and then resynthesizes the audio and video elements into Spanish, German, Japanese, whatever you need.
When you say resynthesizes, do the lips move correctly?
In many cases, yes. The video avatars can actually lip sync to the new language. And the audio isn't just an English robot trying to read Spanish. It uses native sounding synthetic voices.
That's huge. That totally changes the total addressable workforce.
Exactly. If you have a global team, you don't need local content studios in every country. You create once in English and the infrastructure just handles the rest instantly.
Okay, that brings us to another pillar of SE training, rapid refresh. That's their quiz maker. I assume the API can help here too.
It can. And writing good quiz questions is actually harder than it looks. The API has specific endpoints for quiz generation and for study guides. It can ingest the source material, say a new product PDF for a retail launch, and just automatically output a 20-question quiz.
Which you then feed directly into SE Training's rapid refresh tool.
Exactly. It removes the friction of thinking up questions, which is often a big stumbling block for instructional designers.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting for me, the deep research aspect. Because most training is static. You make a course, and it just sits there for 2 years until someone realizes it's outdated.
The set it and forget it trap. ACA has these deep research agents that can browse the live web, SEC.gov, news feeds, competitor websites.
So how does that apply to a learner on SC training?
Imagine a sales course. Usually that's just, here are sales techniques. But with the API's recurring research, that course could be automatically updated every single morning with a podcast summarizing the latest competitor moves.
Whoa. So I log into SC Training, and my daily sales warm-up is a fresh podcast generated an hour ago about what our biggest competitor just launched.
Correct. It keeps the training always current. It shifts L&D from training on the past to briefing on the present. That's a fundamental shift in value.
That makes the LMS feel more like a news feed than a dusty old library.
It creates a habit. You check it because you want to know what's new, not just because you have to complete some compliance module.
So how does this all actually happen? We talked about headless, but for the non-coders out there, the L&D managers who aren't software engineers, is this usable, or do you need a whole team of developers?
Well, it's designed with an ATI-first philosophy, so it plays very nicely with developers using Python or Node.js. But they know L&D teams aren't full of coders, so it integrates with no-code tools like Make.com and Zapier.
I love Make.com. It's like Legos for software. You just drag and drop blocks to connect things.
It is. The expert report describes a magic workflow. A manager drops a PDF into a specific Dropbox folder. That's the trigger. The API wakes up, ingests the PDF, generates a podcast, a video, a quiz, and then pushes it directly to SE Training.
Zero human friction. You drop a file, you get a course.
Precisely. And looking to the future, this touches on the agentic web.
The agentic web. Okay, now we are getting into sci-fi territory. What does that even mean?
It sounds complex, but the idea is simple. We're moving toward a world of AI agent software that does things for us. And these agents need data they can understand. A PDF is like a coffin for data. Machines can't easily read it.
Right, it's just an image of text.
Exactly. ACA ensures your corporate knowledge isn't locked in a PDF. It breaks it down into accessible, structured data JSON, FAQs, clean text that future AI agents can read and use to help your employees.
So you're basically future-proofing your company's brain.
In a way, yes. And financially, you're moving content production from OpEx, an operating expense that fluctuates with hiring, to a fixed technology investment.
We mentioned the business plan earlier, 108 euros a month for 10,000 credits.
Right. So for the price of one freelancer hour, a company can run a daily podcast. That financial impact is really hard to ignore. It democratizes high-end production.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. If everyone starts doing this, if every company floods their employees with AI-generated videos and podcasts, don't we run the risk of just content fatigue? I mean, just because we can fill the infinite shelf, should we?
That is the critical question.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer really lies in relevance. If you use this tool to just spam generic content, then yes, people will absolutely tune out. But if you use it to create highly specific, relevant updates, like that daily sales briefing based on live competitor data, that's incredibly high value.
So the tool doesn't replace the strategy?
No, it replaces the drudgery.
Yeah.
It frees up the L&D team to think about strategy. What do our people need to know today,
mm-hmm.
rather than worrying about how to edit audio levels in Audacity?
So to recap, we are witnessing a pretty massive shift here.
We are. We're moving from manual creation to automated transformation. SC Training provides the platform, the shelf we talked about at the start, and Auto Content API provides the engine to fill that shelf.
With high-quality multimodal content instantly.
Exactly.
And the key takeaway for you, the listener.
It allows companies to move from publishing training materials quarterly to daily. It ensures they capture the mental availability of their workforce. In this attention economy, frequency matters. You can't influence behavior with one video a year. You need a steady drip of engaging content.
So here's a provocative thought to leave you with. If you can generate a broadcast quality podcast and a video course from a PDF in 5 minutes for 4 euros, what is your excuse for having a boring onboarding manual?
There isn't one. The barrier to entry has effectively collapsed.
And more importantly, if your competitor starts doing this tomorrow and their workforce is getting daily, engaging audio-visual briefings while yours is still reading a binder from 2019, how quickly will your workforce fall behind?
That's the question every leader needs to ask themselves. The speed of learning is the ultimate competitive advantage.
Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.